Our desire is to have peace in South Sudan, and that is why we accepted the mediation of IGAD, the regional body. And we have been engaged since January 1st, 2014, in this forum seeking peace. And I joined my delegation in the search for peace under this forum. But there are difficulties in the forum. One is the interference of the IGAD summit in the negotiation process. At times, there is confusion. You don't know whether it is the summit that are the negotiators or it is their envoys, although we know it is their envoys who are the mediators. So this has caused a confusion, particularly on the 24th to the 25th of August, when the IGAD heads of state and government signed a protocol which was not agreed by the two warring parties.
What are some of these progress that were made in Bahar Dar?
Two main issues were discussed. One is the system of governance. As you know, we said we need to introduce reforms in the country for adopting a new system of governance. And this system of governance is federalism. It is a popular demand by people of South Sudan that a federal system be implemented in South Sudan. The second issue was the structure of the transitional government. To me, it is not the most important. The most important is to address the root causes of the conflict. Once you address the root causes, then you can have a transitional government which will implement what is agreed. But apparently, the region thinks that we must discuss the structure of the would-be transitional government. From the impression given to us by the IGAD leaders, is that there could be an agreement on the structure of the transitional government. We need to ascertain that either at the peace talks or at the next coming summit.
The issues surrounding the transitional government are still presenting itself in the talks there. One sticking issue is the powers of the prime minister. If the two parties are going to opt for a president, vice president, a prime minister, and two deputies, there were issues to do with the powers of the prime minister. Was that resolved?
The way you say it now creates concerns. The system which may work during the transitional period, I think, would be a system where there would be a president and a prime minister, not what you said, president, vice president, prime minister, two deputies. This system was experimented with in Kenya. It didn't work. It didn't succeed. We should not repeat mistakes made by others. We advocate during the transitional period a system where there would be president and prime minister. Then the powers can be divided between the two.
The government also talks the same language, saying we are ready to negotiate, we are ready to end this conflict, but the ball falls in the hands of the SPLM in opposition. And for that matter, they blame you and say your group is not very responsive. Recent case was when President Kiir was interviewed. He said your forces are still attacking his positions in Upper Nile and in Bentiu, despite the fact that you are sitting on the table.
You know who is on the offensive. Even now, you know that there's fighting south of Malakal. The government forces have crossed the river, attacked our positions in Khorfulus. In any case, they have been beaten back. They also attacked some Zaraf, actually villages around there, and they have been beaten back. So we know that the government has been planning to resolve this matter through military means. Because they're using the resources which would be used for support of development, humanitarian issues. They're using these resources to buy arms, and they've been busy buying arms. This is not a government that wants peace.